Yeah, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot them down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
See what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Mary's term of probation is proving to be harder on Lum and Abner than it is on Mary herself. Town Marshal, Uncle Henry Lunsford, who has been appointed probation officer, is using this new office to great advantage. While ill with oak poisoning, he forced the old fellows to run the jailhouse for him, and now he has other demands to make upon them. As we look upon the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their town and town store and library repairing a wheelchair.
Okay, Lum, I don't see why we have to fix this dadgum wheelchair for anyway. We ain't in a repairing business, not one of them fix-it shops or nothing.
We have to fix it because it broke down with Uncle Henry yesterday, that's why.
Yeah, but he don't need a wheelchair no more than me or you need one.
Of course he don't. He can walk as good as anybody. You know what he claims? He claims that poison oak made him so weak that his legs won't hold him up no more.
Oh, fair.
He does. That's what he says. Well, I ain't no happier about this than you are, but I don't know what we can do about it.
Huh.
That Uncle Henry's got us right where he wants us. Was that our ring? Did you notice?
I don't know. It might have been. I never paid no attention. I was looking at the check there.
Well, hold your hammering for a second there while I see.
Oh, excuse me. Go ahead.
Hello, John Downs, store and library. Lum Edwards talking.
Uncle Henry.
Yeah, we're working on it, Uncle Henry.
Snake in the weeds.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll have it done in just a few minutes. Well, I'll send Abner down with it then. Yeah, well, then he can wheel you over there.
Now, just a minute now, Lum.
Yeah, all right, Uncle Henry. Not at all. Goodbye.
Lum, I ain't going to be so on a public street pushing that Uncle Henry around this wheelchair. I can tell you that right now.
Well, all you have to do is just push it over to the jailhouse, pick him up, and wheel him over to the restaurant.
Restaurant?
Says he's getting hungry.
I don't care if he's starving to death. I ain't going
to
do it.
Abner, you have to do it. You know what he says every time we refuse to do something he asks us to do.
Yeah, I know. Says, how would you like to see an article in the paper saying that Mary Edwards is actual Ellie Connors from a reformatory? That's what he says.
Yes, sir, and he'll do that, too.
He'll go direct
to the newspaper office and give them the whole story.
Yeah, Barney.
And you know what that'd do to Mary. Just ruin her life there in Pine Ridge. That's what it'd do.
Yeah, I know it. Well, why don't you wheel him over to the restaurant then instead of me?
Because I wheeled him around all day yesterday, that's why.
Oh.
That is, I wheeled him till the chair broke down. And he claims that I made it break down on a purpose, too.
Yeah. Well, did you?
No, but I might not wish I had.
I wouldn't doubt what you did.
And here's something else. He claims the fall sprained his ankle, so now he needs the chair worse than ever.
Oh, sassy frass.
But we'd better hurry up and get it fixed now so you can get on over and get him.
Well, all right. Law, me and you are going to be the laughing stocks of this whole town, though, slaving around this way for Uncle Henry Lunsford.
I know what I'm doing.
Everybody thinks it's awful curious. And we can't tell nobody why we're doing it, because they'd find out all about Mary, then.
Well, we just got to grin and bear it till Mary's probationary term is done.
I don't know how you're going to grin while you're being a laughing stock.
And you might just as well stop grumbling about it.
All right, Dobie, if I do grin, though, I ain't going to grin my level best, I know that. No, sir. That's the awfulest thing I ever heard of in my life. Folks, I think I'm a half-growed idiot going around grinning all the time.
No, they aren't. Folks know you're full-growed.
Well, just the same, Lum. If I have to wheel that
now,
Lum
listen,
around...
Now, listen, you're getting off easy.
Easy?
All you got to do is take him to the restaurant and back again.
That's easy. Huh?
I had to wheel him up and down the main street, forwards and backwards, might not all Sunday afternoon. Folks staring at us most of the time, and you never helped me once. Not once.
Well, Elizabeth sort of likes to have me stick around the place on Sundays long, I think.
Taking him to church in the morning was no easy matter, neither. When I had to pick him up and tote him into church and set him down in the pew, I could hear folks snickering and giggling all around me.
Well, you did look sort of comical there. Especially when you might not trip with him walking down the aisle.
Well, it weren't no laughing matter to me, I can tell you that. I had to hold a songbook for him, turn the pages, and I don't know what all.
Yeah.
And that singing of his. There's the worst one thing I ever sat next to.
Oh, he ain't much of a singer. He sings loud enough, though. You got to admit that one. You can hear him.
Well, that's the worst part about it. He thinks he can harmonize. Tries to sing middle altori, he calls it.
That's what he's doing? Well,
keeps getting you off the tune all the time. Just sings for main strength, that's all he does.
Yeah, I recollect one time him and little Pearl had to sing a two-part duet together. Only way she could keep on a tune was just sing louder than him, out-drowning, you know. And, of course, she could do that. That little Pearl has got a voice on her. Yes, sir, she sure has.
Well,
she has got a voice.
Kind of smart with his singing. He generally gets a bar or two ahead of the rest of them so he can be heard better.
Yeah, he'll do that every time.
Yeah, I wish Pearl would have been there Sunday and drowned him out.
Yeah.
But what was worse than that was having to amen for him all the time.
Amen?
Yeah, he claimed his voice was so weak from his sickness, he didn't hardly have strength enough to amen for himself.
For the land's sake.
I noticed it never affected his singing, none.
Well, you must have been busy, because Uncle Henry's about to amen in this one fella we got in the congregation. He amens anything.
Every time he wanted to amen, he'd nudge me. The time I got all through amening for him and me both, I never even knowed what the sermon was about, hardly.
Yeah, you did have a time of it, didn't you?
And another thing, the most embarrassing part of the whole thing is when they passed the collection plate around.
What did he want you to do, put in some money for him?
No, but he handed me a quarter and told me to drop it in and then made me fish around the plate till I could get him 20 cents in change.
You mean he just put in 5 cents?
That's all, just 5 cents, a nickel.
Huh.
And when I finally got the change for him, a dime and 2 nickels, he made me get the plate back again and change one of the nickels into 5 pennies.
Pennies? What do you want them for?
Wanted to get some gum out of that gum machine down at Luke Spears' restaurant.
Well, if that don't beat all. I wondered what all that commotion was about down there where you and him were sitting.
Say, you haven't. I never was so embarrassed in all my life.
I could see everybody in front of you turn around looking back there. You kept Brother Williams there standing there by you for at least 10 minutes while you was making change.
Well, it was awful, I can tell you that.
Yeah.
Maybe now you can see how easy you're getting off on this wheelchair business.
Well, I reckon it won't be so bad. I wish I had a disguise to wear, though I know that.
Is the chair about all fixed now?
Yeah, I believe it is, Ron. I'll try pushing it across the floor there and see how it's going to be. It's all right.
All right, I just hope it'll hold in this time.
Oh, it will. I braced it pretty good. How's it roll all right now?
Yeah, it's fine. It works off. I believe that was our ring again.
That one wheel wobbles a little, but I don't reckon it'll come off. I think it's
home. Let's see if that's our ring. Got him down store in the library. Lamander's talking. How's that, Uncle Henry? Oh, yeah, it's all ready. No, Abner ain't left yet.
I wish he weren't leaving either.
Well, yeah, the sun is awful hot, Uncle Henry, but I don't think...
Push that over.
When did Doc Miller tell you that?
Uh-oh.
Oh, but Uncle Henry, don't you think that looked kind of silly? Huh? Oh, you're making out the report on Mary, huh?
Doc Miller tell him to go to bed.
Well, we'd be glad to fix it up for you then.
Or bury it.
All right, Uncle Henry. Goodbye.
Now, what do you want, Lon?
Well, first of all, I better tell you that he's making out the weekly report to send to the reformatory.
What report?
The one telling how good or how bad Mary's been behaving so far during the probation.
Oh.
So that's why I agreed to do this.
To do what?
Well, it ain't much, really.
Huh?
Have we got a parasol around the store umbrella?
Parasol?
Yeah, Uncle Henry claims Doc Miller told him he's supposed to stay out of the hot sun with his poison oak, so he wants us to tie a parasol on the wheelchair.
Now, listen, Lon.
We got to do it, Abner.
Oh.
Didn't little Pearl have a parasol one time?
Yeah. Fact says it's back there in the feed room now, but that thing's red and yellow. Lon, it's got fringe on it. I ain't going to push no chair down the road with fringe on an umbrella.
I told him we'd do it now, so you better go back and get the parasol.
Yeah, but now, Lon, now that's just tearing things.
You want him to write a good report to the reform store about Mary, don't you?
Oh, yeah, of course I do.
All right, then. Go ahead and get it while I answer the phone.
All right. Doggies, when this probation goes...
Jot him down store in the library. I'm at her, Shelton. Oh, what is it, Cedric? No, I ain't got time to go see such things. Well, now listen, Cedric, don't buy too many of them patented potato peelers. Them fellers are mostly fakes. Well, I don't care how big a crowd he's got around him. They're fakes, I tell you. Wait a minute, whereabouts is this big crowd? Front of the restaurant, huh? Uh-oh. Granny, don't let Abner know that. Yeah, he'll have to walk by there. Much obliged for calling. All right, Teddy. Goodbye.
Who was that, Mom? Uncle Henry again?
No, it was just Cedric. Didn't want nothing, though.
Oh, well, here this little old parasol on, but I know that I wouldn't want to be saw pushing it around. I'll tell you that.
Well, this won't take you long, though. Here, let's see if we can just tie it right on the back of that chair. Right?
Look at that fringe around that. If that don't look something awful, look at that.
Yeah, hand me a piece of string off the counter there.
All right.
But it's going to work out all right.
Doggy, that thing looks like an overgrown baby buggy. Why Uncle Henry wants to ride around a rig like that, I'll never know. That's the only thing good about this whole ride out of heat. Rather seem to be seen pushing that chair than riding in it, I'll tell you that.
Oh, me too. Well, leastways, that ought to keep the sun off Uncle Henry.
Yeah, I'll bound you Doc Miller never told him nothing like that, neither.
Well, I got my doubts about that, too. But we can't argue with him about that now.
No.
All right, I reckon you better get going now.
No, I just don't believe I can go through with it. I can't do it, Mom.
Well, you have to. More than likely sitting there waiting for you, so better hurry.
Wait a minute. That door ring. I'll have to answer the phone.
No, I'll get it. You get started. I'll answer it myself. Jot him down, Storm Library. Uncle Henry. He's just leaving. Do what? Oh, but you don't need to worry about that. It's braced good now. But Uncle Henry. All right, then. Yeah, right away. Goodbye.
Now, what does he want, Lum?
Well, here.
Huh?
You won't need to push it after all. I'll do it.
You will? Well, I know it's good for you. You're a true friend, Lum.
Here's the reason. Uncle Henry's afraid the wheelchair will break down again, so he wants to test it out this time.
Test it?
Yeah. So he wants one of us to ride in the chair on the way over to the jailhouse, so... You're an Abner. Leastways, you won't get sunburned.
Copyright Golden Movie.